Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Jaden Ivey, who until this week was a basketball player for the Chicago Bulls. On Monday, the Bulls released Ivey for what they called, quote, conduct detrimental to the team, end quote, because of a video he posted to social media. Now, I want to warn you, this is pretty toxic and upsetting stuff, and it might be best to cover little ears in the congregation.
The world can proclaim LGBTQ. They proclaim Pride Month and the NBA. They proclaim it. They show it to the world. They say, come join us for Pride Month, to celebrate unrighteousness. They proclaim it. They proclaim it on the billboards. They proclaim it in the streets. Unrighteousness.
Okay, how's everybody doing? I know, it's hard to hear, but you needed to know for yourself what's out there and that these monsters are everywhere around us all the time. But that's why we're so proud of the Bulls for ending their relationship with Ivey after he had the audacity to so brazenly espouse what the haters euphemistically call traditional values, and to say there's something wrong with any of the 219 officially recognized shades of rainbow people. What's so upsetting about this incident, of course, is that we really thought we'd made a lot more progress than this. Oh, obviously, we know that such people exist, but we really thought we'd scared them into silence with all the really effective cancellations and social media attacks. Just when you think you're winning the battle of suppressing such hateful ideas, some random athlete has the audacity to pull an anti-Kaepernick. See, when our people protest and oppose by, say, kneeling during the national anthem, it's a virtue. Not because they're standing up for what they believe, but because they're standing down for what we believe. So obviously, when someone stands up for what we oppose, well, that's the whole reason we cancel people. So boo on you, Jaden Ivey, and maybe now the next anti-LGBTQ athlete will learn the lesson that we expect them to just shut up and dribble. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, former Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, for what she's done to her husband. Now, in case you haven't been following this story, dear other, and it's really a twist-up, the arch-conservative Republican family has been rocked by the disclosure that Brian Noem secretly engaged in a variety of sexual fetishist activities, sent pictures of himself to other women, and even paid adult entertainers up to $25 a minute to talk with him while he, for example, cross-dressed as an extremely well-endowed woman using an oversized bosom prosthetic and tight shirt and hot pants, among other things. For those of you who have completed your advanced coursework in nonlinear sexual alternativity, you will immediately recognize this as a form of bimbofication fetish or acting out a highly exaggerated hypersexual femininity. But of course, we have no problem with what Brian did, does, or ever will do in private or in public, in straight or in drag, for free or for money. None of that bothers us. In fact, we celebrate him as he is clearly one of us underneath it all, or at least underneath some of it. What his wife did to him, on the other hand, is unacceptable. Kristi has said she didn't know about any of this and is devastated by the revelations. But taking that claim as authentic only makes this story so much worse. You see, it's one thing for Brian to engage in what we consider to be perfectly normal behavior, even imaginative role-playing. We might even add another B to the holy acronym string in this honor to add the bimbofficationists out there. Brian is who he is, except for when he's trying so hard to be someone he isn't, and that's just fine. Who are we to ever judge someone for their quirks and their kinks? As the 56th rule of wokeness reminds us, deviance is normal, and normalcy is deviant. We also support the loudest, proudest flying of any freak flag you own. We even once considered calling ourselves fetish people instead of rainbow people, but we settled for LGBTQIA, of course now plus F and B as well. No, the real transgression here is the obvious way that Brian Noem has had to endure the repression and isolation that comes from being married to someone who obviously made him feel so ashamed of who he is that he couldn't even share it with her. The fact that he didn't feel safe telling her his truth indicates that she'd created an atmosphere of judgment and fear of rejection inside their marriage. If she'd been more understanding and accepting, he wouldn't have felt marginalized into hiding his true self from her and then sending those pictures and that money to those strange women. Now, granted, we don't normally prefer to criticize the woman when there's a man available to take the blame, but in this case, he's not a man, or at least he clearly doesn't want to be. And for a man with such an unusual case of bosom dysmorphia, the pain of knowing he couldn't even tell his wife about his real self must have been horrid. And look at how she reacted after. He was caught, exposed, and she's still criticizing him, proof that he was right all along not to trust her with his deepest, darkest, most thinly veneered secrets. As we've always explained, nobody would choose to be gay, since being gay is a socially discouraged orientation. Likewise, we know that nobody would choose to put on such absurdly large augmentation prosthetics, take photos, and send them to other people, since that is even more obviously socially unpalatable. Therefore, he must have been born this way. And who can judge a person for being what they were born to be? So for being a transvestite fetishist who had to keep his true self secret all this time in shame, we see you. In truth, how could we not see you? And we feel for you. Likewise, how could we not feel for you? We know your disguise was stretched too thin, and we wish you could have been. We could have been there to lift and separate it for you ourselves. Brian Noam, you may have gotten busted. Really busted. But Christy Noam is the one who is canceled. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, this week's Holy Birkenstock of Doublespeak Award with blue, green, and purple embellishment goes to the tech giant Google for using artificial intelligence to rewrite the headlines contained in their search results page. What started as a test feature of Google Discover is now just the way Google displays search results, wherein the AI will rewrite the actual headline of a news article so that when you see the 10 blue links page, it will have an AI summary at the top as well as AI-modified headlines below. In other words, Google is now actively editing the web page summaries to make them more googly. Now, I know at first it might seem bad that Google's editing headlines with AI but without notification, but that's just because you're all still so attached to these childish notions like truth and that content should come from humans. Oh, sure, the actual authors may put time and skill into the articles and the headlines and then get edited by some invisible, unannounced editor in the cloud, but that's a good thing. Observe how many people are trusting the AI summaries despite knowing they aren't really reliable, in fact, often being exactly false. That's okay, because we're training people to be intellectually lazy and to not care much about whether answers score high on some imaginary truthiness scale. Remember the goal. In order to control a population, you must stop people from thinking for themselves. The hard way to do this is to actively prevent it through censorship and suppression, which is difficult, and the people resist. The easy way to do it is to destroy in them the very ability to actually think well, and then you don't have to worry if they try to do it for themselves, because they can't. And trust me when I say a population that relies on the AI summaries and doesn't mind having the headlines changed, since, truth be told, that's all they read sometimes, will soon not even bother reading original source reporting. A great triumph for our cause. Soon they'll just float gently down the stream of occasionally accurate internet information like the rest of the lemmings. I mean voters. And follow whatever guidance the professional distorters of fact at the Ministry of Truth tell them to believe. It's all coming together, comrades. So for unlocking achievements and undermining public confidence in the third degree and reimagining truth in the second degree, we celebrate you, Google. All hail the digital overlords and pass the intellectual gruel. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, before you leave, one geological note, as it is what the Christians call Good Friday, leading up to Easter this Sunday. Now, I know some of you have already had your level 3 gospel resistance training and are fairly safe from the subtle temptations to be evangelized by a surprise encounter with an actual Christian. For the rest of you, always keep this in mind. The main deception Christians want you to believe is that Gaia, of course they call her God and claim that she's a he, as if, will accept you based on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and not based on your own good deeds or virtue signals. Obviously, we know the truth, that everyone has to earn their own way to true virtuification by being woker and woker all the time. Gaia and her followers will only accept you if you are constantly living up to her impossible standards, vehemently canceling others for even their most minor transgressions and practicing regular self-congratulations for all your own good deeds. Also, you can mess up just one time and lose it all. So rather than the Christian theory that you can know God and have total confidence in his forgiveness of you once and for all eternity through Jesus, we want you to remain ever uncertain, stressed out, and unsure of your real place in this world or the next. That's the holy anxiety of wokeness you're all trying to achieve. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.